It's the Super Bowl week mailbag on DenverBroncos.com, but we're not going to talk a lot of Super Bowl because, of course, the Broncos aren't in it, but they've been plenty busy the last few weeks. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me, and thanks for your questions, as always. And let's dive right into the mailbag with a question from Twitter, and this is from the user at Pearlstalker. His name is Randall Smith, and he asks, how does the current personnel fit the 3-4 defense that Wade Phillips supposedly is switching to? Well, I think it fits it very well. In fact, I would say that the personnel for 2015 may well fit the 3-4 better than the 4-3, even though, you know, there's not a lot of differences between the alignments, especially from what the Broncos have done. I don't think you'll maybe see a lot of different personnel groupings than you've gotten used to. And the lines are blurred between 3-4 and 4-3. In fact, as Chris Harris told me down at the Pro Bowl last week, the Broncos have interspersed quite a few 3-4 looks, and you've seen that watching the games the last couple of years. It may well be a better fit for their talent. I look at Derek Wolfe and Malik Jackson being ideal 3-4 defensive ends. They're the right size, they have the right skill set, and you want guys that can attack off the snap. I'm not saying that either of them is going to turn into J.J. Watt overnight. Of course, we know what he's done in Houston in Wade Phillips' 3-4 the last few years when Phillips was defensive coordinator there from 2011 to 2013. I don't expect them to be J.J. Watt, but I do expect them to be very productive. I think 3-4 is going to help Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. You imagine Ware working on the weak side of that, Von Miller on the strong side of that. And Wade Phillips, he's done 3-4 schemes going back to the 1980s when he was the defensive coordinator with the New Orleans Saints. And if you're familiar with a guy named Ricky Jackson, Hall of Famer from the 1980s and 90s Saints, a guy who could rush the passer but also be very active against the run, I think you could see similar uses for Von Miller going forward. And then also, I think it helps the other linebackers. You'll have two inside backers. Right now, it appears those will be Brandon Marshall and Dane Trevathan. They've been weak side linebackers in the defense when it was a 4-3, but I think they fit very well in the way Phillips 3-4, which prizes his quickness over size. You know, they're 238, 240 pounds. That puts them right around the average, a little bit below the average size of a 3-4 inside linebacker, but their quickness and their ability to pursue and make tackles, I think, makes them a good fit. Big question is going to be nose tackle. Do you bring back Terrence Knighton, who would seem to be a good fit as far as the ability to get penetration off the snap? The only question is how many snaps he can go because, of course, he's a guy who's playing at 340, 345 pounds. And then the Broncos have to decide whether they want Terrence Knighton back or not. It's one of the bigger questions they have in free agency. If they bring Knighton back, then you're maybe looking for a rotational nose tackle behind him. But if they don't, you're starting fresh. And nose tackle, it's a very important position in this defense. You want a nose tackle who can attack off the snap and get into the backfield, not simply occupy blockers as you'd see from a 4-3 nose tackle. So that's probably the biggest question going forward. The rest of the front seven, I think the Broncos have the personnel to run the 3-4 and run it very well. Next question is from Pete Rutt. He uses the form at denverbroncos.com/masonsmailbag, and he asks, Monte Ball seems to be a big question mark in all the running back conversations. Is C.J. Anderson simply deemed better than Monte at this point? Well, it would be hard to argue otherwise because C.J. Anderson, you know, pardon the phrase and the bad pun, took the ball and ran with it once he got the starting job in the second half of the 2014 season. He ended the year as an alternate for the Pro Bowl and then was selected after guys withdrew because of injury or participation in the Super Bowl. So a very successful year for C.J. Anderson, and one in which he proved he's a top-level running back. In the second half of the season, only Pittsburgh's Le'Veon Bell had more yardage from scrimmage than C.J. Anderson. So you have to assume he's the number one back and that Monte Ball and Ronnie Hillman are competing for the number two position. I think going to more of a zone-blocking-based scheme rather than the power-blocking the Broncos utilized the last 2 years, I think that's going to help Monte Ball. And, of course, you wonder how has he recovered from that groin injury that really torpedoed his season pretty early. You know, we saw him go down in the Arizona game, and then he tried to come back against the Rams. Couldn't do it, only lasted a few plays, and that effectively ended his season. I think Monte Ball might be a better fit as the number two back than Ronnie Hillman. I think you could still see Ronnie Hillman as a change of pace guy, but I'm not sure how effective he can be behind the zone blocking scheme. You're going to want running backs who can go one cut and take off. We've seen Monte Ball, when he succeeded in the 2013 season, he was doing a lot of one cut and go stuff. and C.J. Anderson, we know he's decisive and makes that one cut and go. That's one of the things that helped him become a standout in the second half of the 2014 season. It's going to be an interesting competition, and also don't sleep on Juwan Thompson, who contributed to the backfield as well in the 2014 season, although it would not surprise me if the Broncos ask him to add a few pounds and maybe try him out at fullback, because, you know, if you look back at fullbacks under the Gary Kubiak offense over the years, both here and elsewhere, a lot of them were converted running backs, guys with ball skills who add a few pounds and could block. You think of Howard Griffith, you think of Mike Anderson for a few years at fullback with the Broncos, and Juwan Thompson maybe the next one in that line. Thanks for all the questions, and remember, if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/masonsmailbag. Use the form right there, or you can find me on Twitter where I'm talking Broncos pretty much every day throughout the offseason and answering your questions. I'm at Mace Denver on Twitter, and you can use the hashtag AskMace to ask a question. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.